This is the Leader of the Band Show, and I'm Scott Lawrence.
And I'm Bill Zortman. Scott, last month we talked to this, what was her name? Greta Stewart, about a California company picking up the bags, and instead of moving to Beverly, they moved out of Beverly to Reed Metal Finishing in South Dakota, and I believe it was in the Black Hills.
That's right. It was in Rapid City. And, you know, Greta's with us in the studio.
Do we have another one today?
She's the Director of Marketing for Governor's Office of Economic Development. But in this series, and what we're doing is we're talking to businesses that have found that South Dakota is where they want to move or expand. And today we've got a business number two, Coltac, out of New Hampshire. And I believe on the phone with us is Dustin Coleman.
Yes, hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us, Dustin. Appreciate you taking a few minutes. Greta, tell us a little bit about how you found Dustin and what's going on there, would you please?
Absolutely. Good morning. Thanks for having me in the studio this morning. So we have an amazing team of business development representatives out of our office, and they are out there knocking on doors, finding new businesses, and we happen to find Dustin out of New Hampshire, and he contacted one of our business representatives, and she got him hooked up with some finance programs and got to talking a little bit more, and he found us, and we were able to help him, and it's been a win-win ever since.
That's fantastic. And Dustin, Scott here, I have been on your website. Your products are phenomenal. It's fantastic. So I would ask you, tell us a little bit about Coltac, please.
Yeah, so you know, it's a company where we manufacture our own line of hunting and shooting gear, and it's all sewing-based products, so fabric-based products. It started in our spare bedroom, my wife's in my spare bedroom, in 2015, and we were just making a couple things. It was supposed to be, you know, a little side thing for her, and it grew from the one sewing machine in the corner of the spare bedroom to taking over the spare bedroom. Then, you know, after a couple months, it took over our basement, and then we built a garage in the driveway there, or, you know, off the side of the house, and we're like, we're going to be here forever because we got all this space now. We made it there about 6 months, and then we outgrew that. We're hiring employees, you know, bought another building, leasing a different building, and you know, we've just seen crazy growth every year. Since then, adding new products, adding new, you know, processes, and, you know, it's been a really fun journey so far, and you know, this next step for us is by far the biggest jump we've made, and you know, we're excited to take it, and you know, it took us a long time to find that right spot. There's a lot of thought and research that went into this, and you know, we feel like South Dakota is that place for us to grow the next adventure with this.
So where are you going to grow it from? You know, we knew the last people were going to the hills. You're going to Rapid City too?
Yeah. So we, you know, throughout this, I've learned the whole, you know, East River, West River rivalry.
You've done your homework.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I have to, you know, I guess throw out some insult towards East River, even though, you know, that's where this radio station's out of. So,
that's all right. They listen all over the state.
Yeah, everywhere.
No, I know. But yeah, so Rapid City, we already have a building there. There's some construction that's happening inside it right now, kind of getting stuff set up, getting some electrical lines run, and we have a big CNC fabric cutting machine that's getting built right now. Actually, it's pretty well getting wrapped up and crated, so it's going to get installed beginning of July, and we've already started interviewing out there, and we're hoping to be having operations running in 30 days or less.
All right, Dustin, question for you. What are you telling others in New Hampshire and other states about the opportunity and the way of life that we will have and you will have here in South Dakota?
Well, I mean, so when we started this, the big reason for our expansion was where we're at in New Hampshire, we're in a pretty remote part of New Hampshire, and it's geographically isolated. It's hard to get to where we're at. You know, and so we have about 6,000 people that we can pull from, and so we need more people. So when we started looking around the country, you know, there were some states that, you know, we basically opened up a map and we're like, where could we go? And there were some easy states that we threw out that weren't business friendly, or a big part of our business because it's firearms related. If you're not firearms friendly, you know, those states were out. And it came down to a couple states, and with South Dakota, the governor's office of economic development was a hugely helpful resource just in knowledge gathering and you know, just taking the time to explain, all right, here's the data that shows, you know, about this aspect that you're looking for. You know, here's the potential, you know, this is what shows as far as potential candidates go. Like, they worked, you know, I had a representative basically that I could call and ask questions about, like, hey, you know, what about this scenario? How would that play out? How does this look? You know, how do I navigate the small tax systems within South Dakota? Because that is something that is a little bit different for us. Like, New Hampshire actually is a fairly business-friendly state. We don't have income tax. We don't have sales tax. So, like, you know, all those things, you know, are new for us. And, you know, if Hannah, who was my rep there at GOED, didn't know, she, you know, knew 10 other people who could, you know, help us with that. So, you know, just having that group of people there that any questions you have and, like, truly wanted us to go there and be successful once we get there, you know, was really reassuring and helped us make that decision.
Dustin, you know, and we're so glad you made the decision to come to Rapid City. Greta, back to you. What Dustin is talking about with the help that the Governor's Office of Economic Development provides and the information, probably a lot of that happening now, and it's pretty common practice for your office, correct?
It is, absolutely. We have business development representatives. We have partner relations. We have a finance team. We have business analytics. We have marketing. We've got all of it. We have all these resources for these businesses and their owners.
You know, and I think business is good, would you say? We're open for business.
We are open for business, and we love personal freedoms.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, Dustin, I appreciate you recognizing the East River, West River.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty insightful, you know, you discovering that. But I want to tell you, whether you're East River or West River, in South Dakota, right, we work together. And we believe in the things that we make happen, and we believe in letting businesses come and grow. So tell us, when you get here, when the old building's open and the machine, two questions for you. Number one, are you going to spend, you and your wife going to spend any time out here, number one? And number two, how many employees are you going to have in your sewing factory out in Rapid City?
Right. So, yes, my wife and I, we are in the middle of a move.
Oh.
We are moving personally from New Hampshire to South Dakota. So I've got a team in New Hampshire. They're going to keep that place running, and I've got a solid base there that can keep current operations going. And with technology, you know, I can kind of do most of what I need to do no matter where I'm at. So that's really helpful. We have a house in Rapid City there. We're going all in, and you know, we're going to hit the ground running as fast as we can. So we're really excited about that, both for the business and honestly us personally. You know, that was a big part of our decision, as far as we have four children, and they have their various activities and things that they're doing, and trying to find a place that, you know, not only works for us as a business, like I said, but also for our children, because, you know, that's the thing that really draws me to Rapid City is, coming from a town of 6,000 people, Rapid City's a giant metropolis.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's huge. But
they've even got a mall.
Right? Exactly.
We got four presidents on some kind of a statue out there or something, too.
Exactly. So, yeah, you guys have more than one restaurant. It's a big town. There's a lot of people that we're going to be able to pull from as far as for employment opportunities, but yet it doesn't have that giant city feel. It's not, you know, out on the East Coast, you know,
yep,
Boston, you know, it's not the Boston type atmosphere. And I couldn't handle that type of personal lifestyle. You know, most sewing in the U.S., actually the kind of sewing hotbed is Southern California, you know, L.A., San Diego. And that's not the place for me. So,
Who else did you rule out that was in your final cut? I was curious because we're always wondering who we're really competing with that has the reputation we do. You eliminated California, which is not surprising.
Well, yeah.
But who else was in your final look?
So, honestly, the last two states, it came down to Wyoming and South Dakota.
Okay.
The final, I guess, kind of tipping straw was, honestly, the GOED and their tools that they had available for us were absolutely amazing. So, you know, we looked at both locations, and we looked, you know, a little bit at Montana, a little bit at Idaho, you know. We even looked at some of the places down in the south, but, you know, in the end, you know, South Dakota and Rapid City, especially just because, you know, it's a big city where we have population pull from, but yet it still has that kind of small town friendly atmosphere. Is what we did a lot of trips there back and forth. You know, we started looking January of 2020 on where to go, and you know, it was a very thought out process. And
well, we're glad, Dustin, that you thought out and got to Rapid City. Now, there's two important points. You're coming, your wife, your kids. We love it. We've got six more residents. We've got more jobs. We got a great outdoor manufacturing company. Your website, great products. But here's a couple of important points. Number one, if there are other folks out there that are listening that are looking for, well, maybe I need some information. Okay, first of all, I'm going to ask Greta to say, how do you get in touch with the Governor's Office of Economic Development? And then secondly, I want everybody to know, Dustin, where they're going to find your products online. So, Greta, you up first.
Absolutely. You can find us at sdgoed.com. We are there to answer your questions and just here to help.
Okay. You want people to approach online, or is there a phone number that they could potentially call to, or how
Absolutely.
Do you like to do that?
Absolutely. Find our business development representatives online by sdgoed.com.
They're there and then call them and do that,
there and call them up.
All right.
sdgoed.com.
All right. Now, Dustin. How do we find your tremendous products? I've been on your site, as I said. I've got a couple of things I'm going to purchase. So tell us, how do we find you?
Yeah. Right. So our website is generally the best spot, coletac.com, coletac.com. And, you know, we have a place where you can email us. We have phone numbers listed there. You know, those can get a hold of anybody that you're looking for there. And actually because the whole point of this move is trying to find more employees. We're doing interviews now. We're really looking for, a whole group of people to really take us to that next level. Coletac.com/join. There's a small application you can fill out. It's kind of got a couple questions, and we're going to set up an interview and hopefully add to our awesome team and, you know, keep this rolling.
Well, you're going to roll, and you're going to roll in South Dakota, and, you know, we're all going to roll with you. So I want to thank Greta for coming into the studio today. This is a series, and if there's businesses out there that are looking to move, it's GOED. If you want the greatest outdoor accessories for shooting and firearms, you go to coletac.com. And I would also say, if you're here and we don't know about you, get a hold of us, because we want to get you on this series on the radio, okay? We are open for business. Dustin, congratulations on your thought process, and thank you for being a South Dakotan, you and your family. Greta, thanks for coming into the studio today. Another great story. Wish you all the best. Have a great day. Let's keep rolling. We're open.
Kent Peterson next.